In Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph Sif Dal, the Mechaber says, "Ein osin mugmar." One is not allowed to make mugmar. What does that mean? Dehainu lefazer mine b'samim al gechalim, to pour incense and different spices on coals. Bein l'ariach ubein l'gamar abayis al kelim, whether it be to just make the house smell nice, or you want to make kelim smell nice, your clothing smell nice, whatever it may be. But if you're doing it in order to make a nice smell in the fruits that you're eating, to make them taste better, then it's mutter. Even if you pour the spices on top of wood, which is on fire, which is definitely going to put it out. The reason you're not allowed to do it, if it's just to make the house smell nice, is because it involves mechabeh, putting out the fire, putting out the coals, and mavir, because you're lighting the besamim on fire, and those things are prohibited, and this is not shavu l'chol nefesh, so since this is something which is not shavu l'chol nefesh, it is not going to be permissible. But if it is being done for the fruits, that is shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore it would be permissible. Even though we said you're not allowed to make the house smell nice with this, the Mishnah Berurah says that you are allowed to take a kli shel barzel, a metal kli full of holes, and then on Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov starts, take that kli and put besamim in it, and then the next day open it up, and it will make the house smell nice. That would be allowed because you did it before Yom Tov. The Ramah adds, Va'asar lischof kos mevusam al ha-begadim, ishim demolar behen recha. You're not allowed to pour a cup, which smells nice, with stuff that smells nice, onto clothing, because that creates a smell in the clothing, and that is prohibited also. You're not allowed to pour something on clothing which makes it smell nice either. That is asur midrabanan because of molad davar chadash, which is like creating something new of molad. Rav Vosner says that if you have a spray that you want to spray on your clothing to make the bugs go away, that will be prohibited also, because if it's doing it because you're making the clothing smell bad, that's going to be prohibited because you can't put a smell into clothing. If it's such a weak smell or something like that, then it will be mutter. And most of the posts can bring down that using bug spray or something like that is going to be permissible on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But spraying deodorant or something like that on your body is going to be mutter. To spray it on your clothing, it depends what your intention is. If it's to make the clothing smell nice, then it might be a problem. If it's just to make it not smell bad, you want to get rid of the bad smell that's on the clothing, so then it's going to be permissible. The final discussion that the poskim have over here is about smoking, whether smoking is considered to be a davar hashava l'chol nefesh or not, smoking on yontif, not smoking during the week, is according to most poskim, is a problem anyway, but those poskim that mount their smoking on during the week, but they matir smoking on Yom Tov, so it's a discussion whether this is something which is called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Most posts can come out that nowadays it's going to be prohibited. It's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Moshe has a tzad l'hatir, but most do aser smoking on Yom Tov.